The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, cookie lovers. Welcome to Crumb by Crumb, where we explore the delicious world of crumble cookie. I'm your host, DJ Sweets, your go-to guide for all things cookie-related. From classic favorites to exciting new flavors, I'll give you the scoop on which cookies are worth the hype and which cookies you're better off saving your money on. So grab a glass of milk, sit back, and join me as we break down each cookie crumb by crumb. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Crumb by Crumb. I'm so excited to have you all here with me today. In today's episode, we have yet another sweet treat showdown. Get ready to explore in some of the most iconic and some of the most sweetest crumble cookies as we dive through this week's crumble cookie lineup. Whether you are a longtime fan or new to the cookie craze, there's something here for absolutely everybody. So grab your favorite snack and get comfy, and let's get started on this delicious journey. All right, now that we've set the stage, let's take a look at the crumble cookies on the menu this week. Now, we are starting off strong, like we always do, of course, with a classic favorite that we all know and we all love, the semi-sweet chocolate chunk cookie. Now, this cookie has been on the lineup quite a few times within the past couple months, so not much to review here, but the next cookie on the lineup this week is the brownie batter cookie. Third is the New York cheesecake cookie, which is actually a chilled cookie, which I'm super excited for, because I feel like within the past couple of months, Crumble Cookie has been lacking with their chilled cookies. So I am super excited to have the New York cheesecake cookie on the menu this week. I feel like in the past there has been at least 1 to 2 chilled cookies on the lineup each week, but this past month we haven't seen as many chilled cookies. So I'm super excited that this cookie is on the lineup. Up next is a fan favorite, the Red Velvet Cupcake Cookie. And of course, we can't forget about the Monster Cookie featuring M&M's candy. Now, we all know the kids love this cookie, and we all know that they're asking their moms to bring them the Crumble Cookie for that M&M treat. But we also know that they are not asking their moms to bring them to Crumble for that carrot cake dessert. Unfortunately, I just really thought I was going to love this cookie or this dessert, but I just didn't. And we'll get into that later, okay? We'll get into that one. But last and certainly not least on the lineup this week is the famous strawberry butter cake cookie. Or cake, I should say. Now, there you have it. That is the lineup for this week. We are going to start off strong with my favorite cookie on the menu this week, which is the strawberry butter cake dessert. Now, I love anything and everything strawberry flavored, but I especially loved this strawberry butter cake. Crumble Cookie always does a really good job with all of their strawberry flavored desserts. They always, for some reason, taste so fresh, and they're always cooked to perfection. I absolutely loved the fresh strawberries inside this cake, and the sugar crystals on the outside really gave this dessert an interesting texture, which is why I think I loved it so much. Now, Crumble's definition of this dessert is a buttery strawberry cake baked with crunchy sugar crystals topped with a butter glaze, filled with house-made strawberry jam and a scoop of fresh vanilla bean whipped cream on top. Now, I just loved that vanilla bean whipped cream on top, because the combination of the strawberry jam and the cake that was cooked to perfection, and then the strawberry filling in the middle of the cake, was just So incredible. I absolutely loved this dessert. You can't go wrong with it. And that's why it's in first place in my book this week. Now, in second place, taking that second place trophy is the red velvet cupcake cookie. Crumbl's definition of this cookie is a red velvet cookie topped with a swirl of delicious vanilla cream cheese frosting and a sprinkle of crumbly red velvet cookie crumbs on top. Now, the display of this cookie was beautiful. I loved the frosting on top and I loved the red velvet crumbles. It just added a little bit of a crunch, which I didn't even know that it needed. The actual cookie was super flavorful. If you love red velvet, you will definitely love this cookie. The vanilla cream cheese frosting was my favorite part about this cookie, just because it made the whole dessert taste like a vanilla red velvet cupcake. The cookie itself wasn't too sweet, which I absolutely loved, and that's why this cookie is taking home the second place trophy and getting rated an 8.5 out of 10. I loved this cookie. You can't go wrong with it. Now, the next cookie on the lineup this week, taking home the third place trophy, is the brownie batter cookie. Now, growing up as a kid, I would always cook. I would always bake cookies and always bake brownies with my grandma. So this cookie just reminded me of all of those childhood memories. This brownie batter cookie is a gooey chocolate chip cookie packed with semi-sweet chocolate chips and topped with delectable brownie batter. Now, it simply just tasted like when you lick the batter off of the spoon after you mix the brownie batter when you're cooking brownies or baking brownies. It just gave me all of those childhood memories. The flavor was spot on. It was just a little bit too chocolatey for me. If you are a chocolate lover and a brownie lover, you gotta try this cookie. It just melts in your mouth when you bite into it. And overall, I really enjoyed this cookie. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. I am just someone that loves chocolate, but doesn't love chocolate to the point where I could eat it that much. It was just a little bit too chocolatey for me, but that was my only complaint on this cookie. In the fourth place spot is the fan favorite, the ones that all of the kids know and love, the Monster Cookie featuring M&M's candies. This is a warm peanut butter dream brimming with M&M's, milk chocolate chip candies, oats, peanut butter chips, and semi-sweet chocolate chips. This cookie is another classic cookie from Crumbl Cookie themselves. If you love peanut butter and you love chocolate, you will love this cookie. It had the absolute perfect balance of both peanut butter and chocolate chips, and the M&M's just added an extra crunch to this cookie, and I absolutely loved it. I thought it was cooked to perfection, and I actually loved, loved, loved the peanut butter chips that were inside the cookie. I didn't know they were going to be in the cookie until I bit into it, and I absolutely loved it. Now, taking home the fifth place trophy, unfortunately, is the semi-sweet chocolate chunk cookie. I have just reviewed this cookie before. I love it, but I feel bad putting it in front of other cookies that I haven't tried. So that's why it's taken home the fifth place spot. Now, we all know what this cookie is offering. It's a chocolate chip, but make it chunky. A delicious cookie filled with irresistible semi-sweet chocolate chunks and a sprinkle of flaky sea salt on top. Now, what really makes this cookie is those chocolate chunks and that sprinkle of flaky sea salt. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The semi-sweet chocolate chunk cookie is a way better than Crumbl's original chocolate chip cookie. It's thin, it has the perfect balance of chocolate chunk and dough, And then, like I said before, the sprinkle of flaky sea salt just really adds that flavor that you really need in a chocolate chip cookie. And yeah, that is going to take the fifth place trophy home. And last, but certainly not least, taking home the sixth place trophy is Crumbles Carrot Cake Cookie. Now, this cookie is two layers of carrot cake mixed with warm spices, coconut, pineapple, and carrots, complete with a light glaze and vanilla cream cheese frosting topped with chopped pecans. Now, after reading that, I didn't taste any of the flavors that it has in Crumbles' definition. I tasted a little bit of coconut, but I didn't taste any pineapple, which I think if I tasted more of a pineapple, I would have loved this carrot cake a lot more. I am not someone that loves carrot cake to begin with. I don't hate it, but it is not my favorite flavor. So if you are someone that loves carrot cake, I wouldn't hold my opinion hostage. I would just tell you to definitely still go try it, because if I loved carrot flavored stuff, I think I would definitely enjoy this cookie. But because I don't, I definitely had a hard time enjoying it. The actual cake itself was cooked to perfection. It was very good, super moist. I'm saying good because I thought it was cooked very good. I didn't really love the flavor. I thought like I was basically just eating a raw carrot. But I really do wish that the icing on top had a little bit more of that cream cheese frosting flavor. I think it was a little bit too sweet for me. But overall, I thought the cake was decent. I also thought that the real carrots inside were a bit interesting. It kind of, if you got a bite of a lot of that raw carrot, it kind of just tasted like you were eating a regular carrot. But if you had like a hint of it, then I get the vision of what Crumble Cookie was trying to do. I definitely do. I did really like the little crunchies of pecans on top. I definitely thought that added a little bit of flavor. And I definitely thought that that helped the cookie's flavor as well. Overall, I thought this cookie had a lot more potential. I think it could have been done a lot better by Crumble Cookie. I just think that the raw carrots inside were an interesting touch. If you are someone that loves carrots, like I said, you will definitely love this dessert. But if you do not like carrots, you will definitely not like this dessert. Well, everybody, that wraps up our sweet treat showdown and brings us to the end of this week's Crumb by Crumb episode. I hope you all enjoyed hearing about this week's Crumble Cookie menu just as much as I loved sharing and reviewing it with all of you. This week was truly an interesting lineup featuring a delightful mix of really different flavors that cater to all kinds of different taste buds, from very rich desserts to different options with lighter, fruity treats. There's something for everybody to enjoy at Crumble Cookie. Now, don't forget to go out and try this week's Crumble Cookie lineup before they're gone, since they have that weird rotating menu. Now, I mean, I will say, don't waste your money on cookies that you know you will not like. These cookies are expensive, almost $5-6 a cookie. So if you are someone that knows that you are not a chocolatey person, don't waste your time or don't waste your money on buying that brownie batter cookie. Same thing goes for the strawberry butter glaze. Same thing goes for the carrot cake. If you don't love carrot flavored things, you will not love the carrot flavored cake from Crumble Cookie. Now, I'm really curious to know which flavors you're excited to try and which ones you think should take the crown home in this sweet treat showdown. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to this episode, and I cannot wait to catch all of you in the next episode next week. Until we meet again, keep those cookie cravings alive, and happy tasting, everybody. I will see you next time. Bye.